and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we are truly living in exciting times. Well, with us this morning is Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli patriot who was forced to come to America because of threats against his life, because he'd been writing for close to 30 years, exposing the corruption over there in Israel. And of course, that's not really very popular with the people who are leading this very, very corrupt government. Barry, I'm going to let you pick up the story and tell us what's going on, and I'd like your impression of what the situation is over there. Is there anything new as far as the possibility of some sort of a conflict breaking out? Go ahead.
I guess we should start with the Netanyahu-Obama meeting. That's on every news station. I think we should understand the prelude to this meeting. Israelis and diplomats everywhere were shocked when Michael Oren, U.S. ambassador, Israeli ambassador to the U.S., while he was quoted in supposedly a private meeting, but was just public enough that this quote went every which way, that Obama is causing tectonic plates between Israel and the U.S., and we are drifting apart, and our relationship is shattered, and this was supposedly off the record at a meeting that wouldn't get out. Of course, it was Oren taking orders. I mean, there's so many silly little plays that the public just assume were the way they were reported. Like this was a leak by Michael Oren. In fact, it was it spread every which way, this private little leak, and it chilled the diplomatic air to the point where Obama had to, use the word, there is no rift between Israel and the United States, and we're committed to her security and all the cliches. All of this was set up to scare Obama somewhat. And Obama was, by all public accounts and all the cameras, it was just a great time. They really liked each other, and Israel and the United States have never been closer after this successful meeting. That's the spin we've been getting. Now, in fact, that's not at all what happened behind closed doors. Behind closed doors, Obama threatened Netanyahu if he didn't extend the building freeze in East Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, there was going to be a bloody hell to pay, and Netanyahu has got to figure out some way to extend the freeze without well, without bringing down its governments. Now, again, there are ways to do this stuff. Everything works. He'll find some excuse, but he's got a lot of opposition in his government. Parties that you may not have heard about from the right and religious, they claim that they will break up the government if this building freeze continues as planned. So behind this really nice press conference where Netanyahu and Barak saw eye to eye on everything in sight, there was a very, very basic threat in the air that I assume was resolved before Netanyahu got there. I assume they don't just sit down and meet for 5 minutes and decide major issues of diplomacy and security. Teams from both sides prepare the way, and Netanyahu apparently, from my reading of all accounts, is going to bow to Obama and extend this building freeze. And there'll be a furor for about a week in Israel, but I don't think they're going to bring down the government, and I think Netanyahu, well, ultimately Obama gets his way. The freeze continues. That's what I think happened in this meeting.
All right, Chris, we have no inside information. It's just all conjecture. And Chris,
I wouldn't say that. I'm pretty experienced at this. And it's not conjecture. These are actual threats from Israel to break up the government. It's not so much conjecture as you may believe.
Right.
In short, the issue was that Israel continued to destroy the country, prepare a capital in East Jerusalem, and if possible, remove the settlers, and if not, certainly stop them from building. That was the agreement. That's what Obama wants, and that's what Netanyahu gave him. And I will say it's way beyond conjecture. You'll see it breaking out in September when the building freeze ends. You're going to find that it hasn't ended.
All right. Well, do you think that they discussed the issue of the threat to Israel from Syria and from Hezbollah? Do you think that they talked about
it? Nah, I think Iran is the whipping boy. Look, Israel is terrified of being targeted by a nuclear bomb, and there's a certain sincerity in calling for action against Iran. But again, it's not going to happen tomorrow. You know what? This subject is very useful for Israel, and Obama is not playing ball with it. Let's just say that on the back burner was that issue.
All right. Well, I sort of wonder, and I'm just conjecturing myself here, if perhaps this discussion of the building freeze may be a cover for something really much more significant. But we'll just wait to see how this thing unfolds. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and he's going to give us an update on what's happening in Israel and surrounding areas. Go ahead, Barry.
Oh, just something that is worrisome. The IDF commander of the home front, his name is General Yair Golan, gave a little speech 3 days ago and announced that the distribution of gas masks has been a failure. And what he said is that the government doesn't have the budget to distribute gas masks to everybody, and major portions of the population don't have them. And, well, what Golan encouraged Israelis to do, here's a quote, by the way, is go out and buy them on their own. Sometimes it falls upon the citizen to protect himself and not the state. You know, this humor in the most ghastly places. They just didn't have the money to buy all the gas masks. So, well, the citizen had better go and buy his own. This is a state. This is a state protecting its people, that we ran out of money and we just can't get you the gas mask. And if there's some sort of unconventional weapon, you'll be sorry that you didn't go out and buy a gas mask. There is a state determined to protect its citizens. I just thought that was, I don't know what it's telling of, but that is a report from Israel. They ran out of money and not everyone gets a gas mask.
Well, don't you think it's a good idea that people ought to think about, you know, being responsible for themselves? Certainly,
they don't have the money. A gas mask is not a cheap thing to buy.
Gas masks only cost $10-$15. At least I can buy an Israeli gas mask for $15.
Maybe use ones. If you have a whole kit, which, by the way, isn't just the mask and the filter. It's a top-notch mask and filter with all kinds of anti-gas needles and stuff. It's pretty darn expensive. Neither here nor there. The state is supposed to supply the defensive measures to the people. It's not up to the people. The people won't spend for a family of five what you said, $115. It actually would add up more than double that. It doesn't matter. There are people who don't have the money and can't afford it, and they're scraping by on every penny to pay their bills and can't go out and buy these masks. Well, tough luck for them. We ran out of money, you ran out of money, nobody gets a mask. That's, it's just an observation. It's not, so profound. I've got, stuff that happened this week, and it's really keep your eyes open for this stuff. Now, remember, the big deal with the Gaza boycott is that if Egypt didn't have a boycott, all the goods in the world could get in there. It's not a complete one-sided Israeli boycott of Gaza going on here. You have an Egyptian boycott of Gaza, and, well, the flotilla ships are just not landing at Rafah to break the Egyptian blockade, and that really, that requires all kinds of questions about prejudice and stuff like that. But nonetheless, Egypt also has a border with Gaza that's blockaded. Now, there are a few things to understand that. Look, this week Egypt blocked an all-Arab delegation representing attorneys from Arab countries wouldn't let them into Gaza. The attorneys made a big fuss about it, but what are you going to do? You're going in there to cause trouble. Now, what's going on in northern, well, it's called the Sinai Peninsula. That's between Gaza and the Nile. What's going on there is incredible unrest. And well, I have no idea if, let's say, Hamas is aiding the Bedouin residents of the Sinai, but they've been attacking Egyptian forces all over the place, including a humanitarian, I use that in quotes, convoy to the Gaza Strip. They burnt it. Now, if you want to look at the reasons for this unrest, I'll keep it real simple. First of all, you have to understand how serious this is to Egypt. Last week, this Arab gas pipeline, which carries Sinai gas over the Sinai to Taba and then to Jordan and Syria, was bombed, and there was no gas coming out of it, which should also worry Jordan and Syria, that the Egyptians can't control the Bedouins of the northern Sinai. Now, the Egyptian army came, and they were looking for so-called protesters, and they were in the desert, so they arrested their wives and children, and then they went crazy, and then they started burning cars and blowing up pipelines. Well, I'm not going to go into the full details of what's going on. Just understand that Egypt also has a terrible problem controlling its own Arabs. And well, let's just say this. They're blockading Gaza with more worries probably than Israel if the unrest spreads. And you have to ask the big question, where did the Bedouin who are Egyptian citizens get guns from and bombs from? And you can have a reasonable suspicion that Hezbollah is stirring them up. Just some background people should understand. And not Hezbollah, by the way. Hamas from Gaza is stirring them up. For some reason, people don't understand the region one little bit. Egypt is also on tenterhooks from its own Arabs and from Hamas. And by the way, I don't know what this means, but this week, for the past week, in southern Lebanon, the United Nations, well, it's called the UNIFIL, the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, whatever. In 1976, a deal was cut that the UN send mostly southern Europeans, 13,000 of them, to patrol southern Lebanon and to prevent Hezbollah from getting from the army itself. That's what it was supposed to do. Well, it's a joke, of course, because Hezbollah is much stronger today than it was before the 2006 war. Anything they want is smuggled through UNIFIL. Nonetheless, it's been sort of an agreement based on threats to UNIFIL to shut your eyes so you see nothing, and that's that. Just do your little patrolling and don't butt in. And UNIFIL has been playing ball with this. And by the way, not to Israel's benefit one little bit. Now, something strange happened this week, and I think people should understand there were widespread protests against the UNIFIL soldiers in southern Lebanon. Not just protests. They burnt vehicles. They stole weapons. The villagers are blocking UNIFIL from coming in and patrolling. Their only choice, of course, is to act like soldiers, send out a couple of warnings, and if they're not heeded, violence breaks out. That's what soldiers are supposed to do, and all in the name of preventing a new war in the Middle East. Well, they're not doing that. They're being surrounded. Their vehicles are being burned, and UNIFIL does nothing whatsoever about all this. Now, obviously, they can't, unless they actually act, according to the resolutions in the UN that sent them to southern Lebanon, what are they there for? Now, it's not going to act. And I want you to understand this is the oldest pre-war formula in the book. In 1967, Nasser had to get the forces, UN forces, in the silence separating him and Israel that replaced it after the 1956 Sinai War, he threw them out. He just told them, get off our land, get out of here. And that was, Israel knew it was going to war when there was no protection whatsoever. It used to be that if you ran over the UN, you were in big international trouble. Nasser proved that fallacy wrong by throwing them out of the Sinai. Well, UNIFIL is being thrown out of Lebanon. The United Nations are being challenged, and well, they just don't understand what they did wrong. That suddenly the Lebanese people are protesting them. And the Lebanese government came out with a statement that UNIFIL should coordinate activities with the Lebanese army. No, they shouldn't. That's not what they're there for. But that's the official Lebanese government position. They're about to be thrown out of Lebanon. And, well, just like 1967, you can be darn sure there's going to be a war after that.
Basically, what you're talking about, the UN forces will be pulling out. We'd heard some rumors this last week that arrangements were being made, or they were considering pulling out. And, of course, as you point out, that is a prelude to war.
Yes, they're considering it because they're not wanted in Lebanon anymore. And as a matter of fact, the UN Secretary General, like anyone cares who that is, Ki-moon, said that Hezbollah has acquired a large supply of new missiles. Supposedly, UNIFIL was supposed to stop that, but it didn't. And he raised the specter of a war. Now, get this, with devastating consequences for Lebanon. If there's a war, there's going to be devastating consequences for Israel, too. The fact is, in Egypt and in Lebanon, what they call protests, we call violent and sometimes deadly riots are going on in both the Sinai and Lebanon. And I'll get to Syria shortly as well. But these are not just... There appears to be a movement to throw the United Nations out of Lebanon in prelude to a war. Egypt is blockading Gaza just the same way that Israel is, but people don't want Egypt to be caught in a civil war. That's at least one factor in not just saying Egypt open up your border as well. If Egypt opens up the border to Hamas, it's got troubles probably as good as Israel's.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to talk at their meetings, and, of course, how they can get your PayPal button.
Sure. The latest book is The Compromise Land, but all of them are at Lulu.com. just go to www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. You double-click books, and you write my name. And that is C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And you can download the books for $5. That's not a bad deal. More sent to your house, but right in your computer within seconds for $5. My website is www.barrychamish.com, and at the bottom is a PayPal button. And any donation, if you want, you don't have to include your address, but I'll send you a nice little present, and you'll be the first one on your block with my DVDs. And if you want to get the DVDs, they're not sold at Lulu. You have to phone me, and my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, that out of the way, we have to look at another border with Israel that's on the diplomatic track right now, at least partly, and that's Syria. In fact, they're a funnel for weapons to Hezbollah, and they train on their territory and all this stuff. But they also have, backing their warlike stance, they have the figure of their president, Assad, taking a trip, a real long trip last week, that apparently resulted in pretty good results. He went to Latin America and sold them on the idea, on every idea. What kind of ideas does Syria have? I mean, this is a true blue dictatorship. They don't have ideas. They have demands and what they're going to do till they get it. But somehow or another, his natural good looks and charm persuaded Cuba, Venezuela, that's expected, but more unexpected, Argentina and Brazil to publicly back the Syrian, well, their concept of peace. That's not even the Syrian diplomacy, and leave it at that. Their government said that they really side with Syria in the Middle East conflict, and so far so good. And then he lands for the big meeting, and where he gets real good results too. So Assad, after wooing Latin America, lands in Madrid, where he meets the usual combo. Batman, King Juan Carlos, and his loyal boy, Robin Jose Luis Rodriguez Zapatero. I mean, these are the superheroes of the Mediterranean Union. They're going to bring peace to the Middle East with all their powers. And apparently, you really, really have got to persuade this Juan Carlos, not necessarily of your intentions, but that you're going to go along with his. Now this is actually a very complicated subject, and I'm going to try to explain why they need this Juan Carlos so badly, and why an Assad would go all through Latin America before having his getting support, of course. I mean, that was the purpose of the trip, was getting Latin American and Catholic support before he arrived for his big meeting with Juan Carlos and Zapatero. Zapatero, I assume, will not outlast the king. The king has been at this business for 50 years, and he's just dropped into the picture recently. It's the king that Assad has to deal with. And apparently, he and his new Mediterranean Union are the newest toys on the block, that you get them on your side and you get your way diplomatically and, well, certainly militarily. Now, this is a real mess. The UNIFIL soldiers that will be pulling out of Lebanon, if they do, 85% of them are from Italy, France, Germany, from, well, you can say the southern European countries, but they're Catholic. And there's a reason for this, and I'm going to tell it to you shortly, in brief anyways. The Vatican also have pretty serious plans for Jerusalem. And here's where I actually come into the picture. I was the first one to expose them. And in short, so I don't get you and everybody lost, because this is one complicated story. In short, Shimon Peres sent a note in May of 1993 to the Pope offering a deal. What a deal. The Vatican would have hegemony over all the holy places, Jewish, Muslim, Christian. They would have an international enclave all to themselves. And inside this enclave, they would give the PLO a capital in East Jerusalem. Now, the details get even weirder, but just to remind people how I found this out, it was very public in Israel. A newspaper called Shishi interviewed Paris's close French intellectual buddy, Marik Halter, who told them that in May of 1993, he personally delivered the note to the Pope. So it came out from the horse's mouth. And it got worse, by the way. La Stampa, a big Italian news magazine, followed this up with their own expose of this letter that Paris has sent to the Pope, that there would be no passports needed to fly into Jerusalem airport, and all goods would be duty-free. This nutcase, Paris, was going to turn Jerusalem into a duty-free shop.
All right. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Dan back here. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, pick up the story.
Well, again, we're talking what is Bashar Assad doing in Madrid. And by the way, he got terrific results. Well, let's just say the Mediterranean Union. That's the new code word. And it's a new concept to get Paris's deal to the Vatican off the ground. They've been trying this. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. What the Mediterranean Union wants is the deal that it signed with Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres in May of 1993, where they get half of Jerusalem. And, of course, the PLO will get their capital that way, and they agreed to it. Now, there were lots and lots of consequences. Now, I was not the first to expose the story of Paris and the dividing of Jerusalem and the gift to the Vatican, but I was the first to expose it in English. And it went worldwide. Sisi had a marvelous fate. It went bankrupt 2 weeks later after they published this article, and nobody even bothered to analyze that this was the reason somebody decided to put an end to the news magazine. There were tons of consequences. In fact, my friend Brian Bunn in Jerusalem went to see Paris, and there were mics where he asked him questions, and he said to Paris, "Did you hand East Jerusalem to the Vatican?" And as the foreign minister of Israel, "Did you promise East Jerusalem to the Vatican?" And he, according to Brian, his face blanched, and he said nobody would listen to an agreement like that from me. And he tried to get out of it without. It was a. He did not deny that this took place, and we've got that from Brian Bunn. In fact, I pushed this for a year, saying that Paris was left out of the Oslo Accord, and when he found out about it, behind Rabin's back, he brought in the Vatican, and Arafat agreed to let the Vatican give them the state and not Israel directly, and all of this was taking place, and nobody was noticing it. But in February 1995, a leaker, and I know who the leaker was. He leaked plenty of stuff to me, but I can't say his name. And I could, but I can't. I promised him I wouldn't. But plenty of people know who he was. He worked at the communications department of our ministry and the government, and he was passing me the secret clauses of Oslo, and he passed Arut Sheva, that was a major radio station until it was shut down, a communique from Rome, from the embassy in Rome to Paris's foreign ministry in Jerusalem, outlining the transfer of hegemony of the old, of East Jerusalem from Israel to the Vatican. And Arut Sheva put it on their webpage. The next day in the Friday or the weekend edition of Haaretz, on the front page is this communique to Paris describing the transfer of hegemony of East Jerusalem to the Vatican. You could not have made it more public. It broke. The story finally broke. Front page. And this was just before Passover, when parents would go politicking at the, well, for a week you have these tables set up to celebrate the Passover, but more to the point, parents would sit with the biggest rabbis in the country and do a little politicking and his way. And they all canceled him. Every one of them canceled him. And they announced, I mean, this guy's giving away our capital to the Vatican. He's not welcome at our tables. So Perez offered an explanation from his foreign ministry. And again, front page news in Israel, anybody could see through it. Well, the lie. What Perez said is, yes, the cable was authentic. And we shall find whoever leaked it, which they never did, by the way. He said it's authentic, but somebody had whited out the word not. And in fact, the communique said, we will not be handing over hegemony of the old city of Jerusalem and East Jerusalem to the Vatican. And astonishing, I mean, come on, there's an urgent telegraph that you could say that about any place in the world, that we're not going to be giving our capital to it. But somehow or another, showing the sophistication going on in Israel, including amongst its leading rabbis, they all re-invited him to their tables. They accepted the explanation. All of this went on in Israel. Israel knew that Paris was negotiating with the Vatican. It was front page news. It was a major scandal. And still, you cannot get through the Israeli mindset. You can't do it. Now, I have this woman who follows this closely, and she phones me once a week, maybe. And I told her again, as she explained that Bashir Assad was in Latin America, and then he met with King Juan Carlos, and something big is going on. And I told her it's the same story. This has been going on since Paris didn't get his way and East Jerusalem was not returned to the Vatican. They are going to get the deal that the Israeli foreign ministry promised them. They want East Jerusalem and they want the holy places. And whatever forces are in the region know this. So what Bashir Assad said to them is, when we defeat Israel, whoops.
We're out of time, Barry. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so very much.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
Good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry. Certainly, the whole history of the world and certainly the things that are going on, current events, seem to center around Jerusalem, around Israel. And why should this little country, be so important about what's going on today? Look at the great continent of South Africa, of the African continent. Look at South America. Certainly far more people, more wealth. And yet, of course, Israel is the center of so much activity because I believe God has a master plan. I believe it's being enacted today, and I believe we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the very survival of Christian civilization. Well, of course, that's the recurrent theme of our programs. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to, because you must understand that everything has two meanings. One meaning to you and I, and to the other meaning to the people who are really running the world today. There is a small clique dedicated to Lucifer. When they talk about God, they're talking about a different God. Until people understand the Gnostic religion, which is the dominant force in the world today, and certainly Christians have no idea the true meaning of Gnosticism, or the fact that many of our leaders actually worship Lucifer. Once you understand that, once you understand that the major goal of American foreign policy is to bring about a one-world government and to eliminate most of the people in the world, until you understand that, nothing really makes sense. Until you understand there is an organized effort to transfer the wealth of this country to other countries, that's what outsourcing of jobs, offshoring of manufacturing, that's what it's all about. That's why they won't enforce our immigration laws, because they want illegal immigration. They want a multicultural, multilingual nation. They want to destroy America, and they're well along their way to doing it. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see the DVDs we have called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. There are three of them. You need to see the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And so much more is available from Radio Liberty. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. We also suggest that the DVD on the Emergence by Constance Cumby, the Lattice Connection by Chris Pinto, these are DVDs available from Radio Liberty, the DVD on the Trilateral Commission by Pat Wood. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should mention we've had some real problems here. Our telephone system went out. This is a rather expensive system, allows us to do call-in programs. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and so we depended upon our elaborate electronics, and after 15 years it gave up the ghost yesterday, and we're going to have to get a new quite expensive system, many thousands of dollars. If you are in any sort of a position to help, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you to help us get in this new telephone system, which we have to get. We are just operating last night and the rest of this week under very limited circumstances. So if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want you, of course, to go to our website, watch our videos, listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 9-